Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. If you've already been here today, thank you for that. We appreciate it very much. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email. I think you'll like it. And those of you who didn't get it until Monday, don't worry. We just had a little bit of a server problem on Sunday. That almost never happens. That's maybe the second time in the history of the four-year history of our letter to have that problem. But anyway, you should have gotten it on Monday. And if you didn't, let me know. Arkie C. and Cuddy, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Dr. Arkie C. and Cuddy, and that's Doctor with an M.D., is the author, the co-author, along with Thomas Stedding, of a book that is one of my very favorites. It's called Built on Trust. And I know you know about it because not even when Arkie's here, because you hear me talking about it, even when Arkie's not here. Arkie's the founder of the Learning Center, and as I said, the book is called Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. Arkie, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
Well, I got to warn you, my audience is sick of hearing about you and your book.
Okay.
Because they hear me talking about it all the time. Arkie, so many of the Brain Trust members that I have on the show, and they're some of them are sick of hearing about your book too, by the way, Arkie. They'll be on the show and we'll be talking about something, and I'll tell you, if I have five conversations with different people on the show, at least one of them will, the concept of trust will creep into the conversation.
Yes, very important.
It's out there, and it's that's the reason why I think I told you years ago your book, a couple of years ago or so when we first introduced your book that this is something that whose time has come and that people are at least talking about the importance of trust, aren't they?
Yes, it's clearly important in business, small business, large business, internationally. It's clearly on the table for us to look at this moment, and as it should be, because the personal experience that a person has in his or her small business, as well as the profitability, depends really on that critical value of trust. I mean, do people have confidence in you and in your product and in your leadership and in what you're doing and whether you're turning that lathe in a way that's going to really contribute to the customer? That is a critical every day.
Well, and the challenge, though, that I have, that you have, that all leaders have, all people who manage, who hire and manage people, all people who run organizations, all people who are where the buck stops, the ultimate buck that includes the success of the organization and the well-being of the people.
Yes.
All of us, it's our responsibility, it's our challenge, it's our charge to make sure that we don't just talk about trust, we don't just give lip service to trust, that we actually know what it means, we know how it looks in our business, we know how to implement it, to deploy it, and to operate successfully with it. And that's the real challenge, isn't it, Arkie?
That's right, because trust is not just confidence. There's a track record. And in order to establish a track record with your people in a small business, you have to know two little tricks. You have to know how to achieve closure. You know, that means you end your business interactions with an agreement that includes time and a deliverable, or at least time for a time. And you have to know how to make real promises, so that when you say yes, you mean yes. You don't say yes and yes unless you mean yes. You don't say yes and mean maybe. That's the thing that gets people in trouble, because when you say yes and you mean maybe, nobody knows that.
Do you think that as we move farther and farther into the 21st century, where the concept of being a partner with the people around you, your stakeholders, becomes more important, more valuable, and more obviously essential than being a dominator? Do you think as we move along on this timeline, that that people who are truly trustworthy and organizations that are trustworthy are going to become more and more valuable to the marketplace, and the other people are going to be the difference between the two, those who can be trusted and those who can't be. Don't you think that the difference is going to start shining a lot more?
Yes, I think so. I think very clearly, and I think the more we talk about it, the more we are willing to admit that difference. I think the difference is already there, and it's already clear. People who manage by fear, as you call the dominator type, I think we know that. We know how that doesn't work, but that we don't acknowledge it as openly because the conversation is just starting.
Yeah. I gave a speech a few weeks ago, and I talked about the dominator and the partner model, and a young lady came up to me who works for her dad, and she said, "I wish my dad could have been here." And I said, "Is he a dominator?" She said, "Oh yeah." And so she was hoping that he could have heard those words. Anyway, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 22. We'll be right back with our good friend Arky C. N. Cuddy, the co-author of Built on Trust. This book is very important. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Mark Mayberry, Adam Thierer, Jack Mitchell, and Tim Berry are all going to be with us in the show straight ahead, and I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on. Arky C. N. Cuddy is our guest, Dr. Arky C. N. Cuddy, the co-author, along with Thomas Stitting, of the book called Built on Trust. And, you know, Arky, the reason I think that this is such an important thing to talk about is because this concept of trust, and you know, trust is something we all want.
Yes.
But having it and giving it and being counted on for trust is different. The difference between wanting trust and actually having it be part of the culture of your organization is like the difference between lightning and lightning bug.
Well, that's right. And what a lot of business people or people in general don't understand is you can create it. It's not something that you either have or you don't have, and you know somehow, you know, you inherit it or you inherit the absence of it.
Right.
You can actually create that atmosphere.
If your trust challenged, you can fix that, can't you?
That's right. It's completely fixable, and you know there are a few behavioral changes that are important to most of us. Almost everybody can benefit from these behavioral changes. They're simple. They make sense. They make money. They keep your customers happy. And they create that confidence, and it's a process, and you can get results immediately. It's not like you have to study this thing for 3 years and then implement it.
Right.
It's something you can do right away. Right. It makes an impact right away and then continues, and then you can get other people on board in your organization to help you with it. And it's actually a lot of fun, and there's a lot of payoff on it almost immediately.
Well, and Arky, one of the things my audience has heard me say before are the three big levers of success in the century of the entrepreneur, which is the 21st century, are networking, strategic alliances, and technology.
Right.
The first two things work absolutely beautifully if there is trust. And if there's not, then you're not going to have those first things. The networking and the strategic alliances aren't going to work, and you're going to be crippled in the 21st century.
That's right.
If you don't have that.
Yeah, that's right. Crippled and not having as much fun, not enjoying it, which, you know, in the long run in a small business, that's very, very important.
That's why we're doing this. Most of us are not doing it for the money because we're not going to get rich.
For sure.
No, it's the truth.
Yeah. No, I know. You know, when I started my small business, the Learning Center, I mean, it's been 30 years. I'm on my 30th anniversary in December.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I thought, you know, I didn't really see 30 years when I started that business. I didn't see a lifestyle.
You didn't think you were going to live that long, did you?
No, that's right. So it's funny. Even if it's not 30 years for you, even if it's 5 or 10, it's a long run. And if you learn to enjoy the business that you're in now, you're going to enjoy the next one. And that really is based on your ability to build trust with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. And the other thing, Arky, about trust that I think is important for small businesses, we're going to be working together more in the 21st century than ever before. We're also going to be working with big companies, not just as vendors, not as just a little local company that takes care of the plant that moves in. They throw us a bone of business every once in a while. We're going to be big businesses partners more.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to rely on each other more, and we're going to have to rely on these companies because they're going to rely on us, the big companies. And none of that's going to happen well if we can't trust each other.
That's right. And you know, one of the things that that big businesses look to small businesses for is flexibility and maneuverability and so forth, innovation and so forth. And another commodity that they can look for is trust.
Yeah.
And when you have a partner, a business partner that you trust and who trusts you, and you're building that, and you know that every interaction has to be built on that trust, why, that goes a long way. People are attracted to that. Partners and customers want that very much.
And, folks, this is a concept on a higher astral plane than mere honesty, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Isn't it, Arky?
Yes.
I mean, honesty, obviously honesty and fair dealing are important. I mean, they're essential. Otherwise, it's against the law. You could be arrested for fraud or something. It's above that. I mean, the reason I say that, Arky, is because somebody might be saying, "Well, wait a minute. I'm an honest businessman. What do you mean? I have to install trust." Well, we're talking about another level here, aren't we?
That's right. There are four or five behavior changes that really are required. Again, one of them is the next time somebody comes to you and they ask you for help or they ask you to do something for them or get them some information, give them a date by which you'll respond. Even if you're not sure you can do it, say, "Well, look, I'm not sure when I can get this for you, but I'll get back to you by the completion of business today, and I'll tell you when I can get it for you."
Right.
Start doing that and start asking for that in return. Now, that's just one of six simple principles, but if you start doing things that way, volunteer it, and when people don't give you a time for completion, say, "Well, good, could you give me an idea when you can get that for me?" And when they don't know, "Yeah, well, sure, I understand it. Could you give me an idea when you'll be able to tell me when?" Just in a respectful way, start to work that track record into what you're doing. You know, I've worked with a number of CEOs who came up through the sales, and they said they would never end an interaction with a prospect without a close.
Right.
But now, having been CEO, they realize that in their management life, they're not really managing their interactions in the same way. And that's one of six very simple principles, easy to do, make all the difference in the world. Start
mm-hmm.
to build that trust.
Well, you're right. I mean, salespeople, good salespeople know that the closing is not what you do at the end. It's what you do at the beginning, and you never stop till you get the sale.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Have you make lots of little closes as you go through the process, don't
everything,
you?
Everything. Everything is a close.
Yeah.
And you know that you're not going to get that buy-in unless you're dealing with what's in that person's mind.
Right.
Not
right.
your mind, the other person's
right.
That's critical in business.
And trust, folks, has to be what you do, not what you say you do.
Right.
Intel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Arky C. and Cuddy, the author of Built on Trust. He's got a new book coming out, and we're going to launch a new show in January, and I can't wait. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
We're back at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with us today. Arky C. and Cuddy is our guest, Dr. Arky C. and Cuddy, the author of Built on Trust. Arky, give us your website, please.
Well, it's learningcenter.net.
All right. And what will we find when we get there?
Well, there's a whole library, for instance, of 12 to 14 articles that I've written. There are team tips that once a month are updated. There's some excerpts from the new book. There's lots of information. It's more like a business card than a sales pitch. And you'll find out exactly who we are, who our clients are, letters from our clients, et cetera, over the past 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Check it out when you get a chance, folks. That's learningcenter.net, right?
Yes.
And you can find your book there, and also the books can be found wherever books are sold, right?
That's correct,
and
on Amazon.com.
The last name is spelled C-I-A-N-C-U-T-T-I, Arky, A-R-K-Y, C and Cuddy, Built on Trust. Arky, what have you learned? You've been talking to people about this for a long time.
Yes.
But since the book's come out, and say in the last few months or so, what have you learned about trust that you didn't know when you wrote the book?
Well, one thing is people tell me, they come up to me like after I speak or something and say, "You know, I don't trust, and I don't think I can trust." Right. I mean, I probe a little bit with them, you know, and it turns out that they have had an experience. I think this is more widespread than we know.
And more so now in the last year or two than before.
Yeah.
A lot of jaded, cynical people out there.
That's right. And that comes from people have a feeling that they've been betrayed. And, you know, and this is sort of like earlier in their career. know, more than a disappointment, some tremendous setback, an expectation that was set very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And when this rug was pulled out from under them, you know, they felt shocked. And when I talk with these people in detail, they'll tell me, you know, I made a decision then, and my decision was generalized.
Yep.
It was about all managers or all large business or all this or that, you know, categories.
Let me give you a small business example.
Yeah.
One of the stories out there that people have heard a lot is a small business owner who tries to hire a key person, a high-powered person,
yes,
and promises them a piece of the action.
Yes.
And they never get it.
That's right.
Well, the reason I know that story well, folks, is because that happened to me before.
Yes.
But I know a lot of people that it has happened to, and here's what I learned from that. When I finally got my own business, I understood why they didn't want to give it up, because I didn't want to give any of my company up.
Yes.
But I said, you know what that means is I'm not going to promise it to anybody else.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, I understand not wanting to give up any of your company. What I don't understand is knowing that and then offering a piece of it to somebody, knowing you're never going to give it to them.
That's right. And so, but this too is reversible. This, you know, once you start thinking about this, you know, well, gosh, where are my blind spots? Because, you know, that's the way these things show up. You have blind
right.
spots in your current.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can trace back and find these little events, just like you found this one. And, boy, you know, once you do, it opens up an area for you, not that you're going to be naive all of a sudden, but that you're open to possibilities
yeah.
where you weren't before.
Well, yeah, and it didn't make me not trust people. It just made me learn how to deal with those situations.
That's right. And of course, that's one of the ways we learn.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you stay conscious of it. But, boy, if you forget, if you make a decision like that that's categorical, and you forget you've done it, that thing is still operating and you don't know it. Now, that's dangerous.
Well, I think when people do that, they just don't have any self-confidence in themselves.
Yes.
They don't have confidence in themselves to be faced with a situation like that and to handle it again. I mean, they actually, it's almost like they think, like, you know, I remember when I used to sell, people would, when I'd walk up to a customer when they'd come in the store years and, you know, 30 years ago when I was in retail, and they'd walk away as if, you know, I might actually have some power over them and make them buy something that they didn't
yes.
want to buy. I
yes.
think that's part of it, is people...
No, it sure is. I think there's a lot...
They don't trust themselves, Archie.
That's right. They don't trust themselves. They think you're going to take their choice away. This is a common disease out here.
Yeah, yeah. I've got some kind of a potion I'm going to spray on them or something.
Yes. Very common with people's attitudes toward salespeople.
So a lot of, you know, and a lot of people who aren't trustworthy know that they're not, and it's because of the way they feel about other people, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. It starts with, again, these little decisions that people make about themselves. And like you say, it is a confidence problem, but it's something you can fix. You
yeah.
really can. When you start to explore this area of trust, and your business is a very good place to start to explore that,
mm-hmm.
it opens up tremendous vistas for you. It really does. That are profitable, which
yeah.
is, boy, what a bonus.
It's not only the right thing to do, it's good business.
That's
it?
Right. Very
yeah.
good business.
Yeah. Archie, well done today. It's, golly, it always makes me happy to talk to you about this topic, because if we can just get this idea out there to one person that every time we do this,
yes.
I think we're making progress and we're doing good things. And I thank you for your time and for your book.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Archie C. and Cuddy, ladies and gentlemen, Built on Trust is the book. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.